This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Congress is a funny thing. Sometimes it takes its own sweet time getting around to stuff, and sometimes it just up and catches you by surprise. Today was a surprise day. A filibuster-proof 60 members of the United States Senate decided early in the day and without a whole lot of notice that it's okay to talk about renewing extended unemployment benefits, the ones that expired 10 days or so ago. So the debate will continue in the Senate and the House on the merits of the bill. And one of the Republican talking points will surely be that a 3-month extension in unemployment checks means folks will just take 3 months longer to find a job. President Obama offered the Democratic counterpoint today at the White House.
I can't name a time where I met an American who would rather have an unemployment check than the pride of having a job.
So we asked Marketplace's David Gura to dig into that a little bit.
When it comes to unemployment, here's how Republican Senator Rand Paul puts it.
The longer you have it, that it does provide some disincentive to work.
Well, in a limited sense, that's true, but it's not huge.
Mark Killingsworth teaches economics at Rutgers. Another labor economist, Princeton professor Henry Farber, says the evidence is pretty clear.
It suggests that the extended unemployment insurance benefits that we've had in the Great Recession and its aftermath have not appreciably reduced the job-finding rate.
Having those benefits, Farber says, might extend the period of time someone's unemployed, but just by a couple of days.
The view that somehow by providing people with extended benefits, they're just sort of living the fat and happy life and don't need to look for work and are not finding jobs does not seem to be borne out in any data that I've seen.
What the benefits have done, Farber says, is keep out-of-work Americans from leaving the workforce altogether. Mark Killingsworth at Rutgers says what's missing from the U.S. economy right now is demand, both for goods and services and workers.
If we don't do anything much to demand, then everybody is going to be scurrying around looking for jobs that don't exist.
Labor economists have studied unemployment benefits, but for the most part, they've done that when we've had what they call a normal economy. And that's not how they describe the economy today. In Washington, I'm David Gura for Marketplace.